And?
And I said, you know, it's different as much as I make, you know, as much as we're pretty much Caucasian people, a lot of things that we do probably don't make sense to white culture or white folk.
They will.
My mother will make my dinner plate for me because she knows I am not competent enough.
That's true.
To make my dinner plate.
That's true.
By the grace of God, I can do my own laundry. Which case, most of my shit shrinks.
See? You don't know how.
Because then I asked Nana, I was like, why do these Hanes shirts keep shrinking? You're putting them in the dryer? Yeah. You can't put that in the dryer. They're cotton. You have to hang them up.
Yeah, and cotton shrinks. That's why I gave you that wooden rack to hang your shirts on.
Well, if they just go from in the dryer into the... Or from the washer into the dryer. They just...
Well, then that's why they shrink.
And that told me not to buy pre-cotton shirts.
Right. And that's why you look where it says pre-shrunk. That means it's already shrunk.
Well, I don't...
That's why you look at that label, because it says pre-shrunk.
I don't.
So you know that it's already shrunk. It's not going to shrunk and you put it in the dryer.
I made it known that somebody besides me would do laundry.
When? When you get married?
When, yeah.
Oh, you told who? Chelsea?
I said whoever, whether you or John or somebody who's in close proximity. Like, if you lived near me, I would probably just take my laundry to you.
Oh, you mean like my cousin Danny does?
I'd probably just bring my laundry to you, and then you can just throw it in the basket.
That's what he does. When you're done. Yeah. That's exactly what he does. He gets a ride from down where he lives, across town to his mother's, and drop, because I've been there to pick his laundry up. He goes, yeah, Mama did my laundry. I need a ride. Six baskets later, the car was full of his clothes. They were all neatly folded, all clean, linens.
See, my mother would do all that for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to some, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
And he's almost 50. Can't do his laundry.
Or when you say, well, yeah, I own my own stuff or live alone and pay my own bills, but just because you live outside of the house doesn't mean you make your own decisions all the time.
No, that's true. Not when it comes to us. I think we're a little different in that where we let all the kids. I was the same way, though. Big Grandpa always had, you know, you do it this way. Even though I didn't live there.
I live in my own house and stuff. What?
Yeah. This is how you're supposed to bring the kids up, and this is what you're supposed to do, and why? Why do I have to answer to you? Because I'm your father, that's...
Okay.
Yeah, that was basically okay. And with Nan, all the pressure she puts on a person. She thinks she doesn't, but she does.
Oh, no, yeah, Nan does.
A lot of pressure. You know, and that's just, I can't deal with that either. And I think Elena feels it to a point when it comes to with Lucas. I mean, look at how we tell, hey, you got to take him to the doctor, you got to do this.
But if she ain't going to do it, you know, that's a little different. But I know already that you would have no problem telling me that my child needs certain things.
Yes.
He's allergic to this. He's allergic to that. How do you know? I was feeding him this plastic. He just got sick. He's allergic to plastic. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have all that grease. What?
And I wouldn't tell your wife either.
Yeah, I know.
I'd pull you aside. Hey, you best take care of this. Next time I come over, it better be done.
And that's just part of the culture.
And that's why I said when you
because Nana'll still make rules even though she don't live there, pay the bills.
Why isn't this like this? Why don't you have this? You need to go have this. You need to get this.
Yeah, like the blender. You need a blender. He needs a blender. What's he
need
a blender
for? You know what I use the blender for?
Making alcoholic beverages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Making margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tell him on that. I was like, you know.
You can make smoothies, mijo. You can make smoothies. You put the fruit inside.
Have you had your kale smoothie? I've never purchased kale, Mom. I don't believe in that. I'd rather have a liquid supper instead.
Kale.
Ugh.
Who?
It's hairy spinach.
Is a garnish. It's not even.
White folk. You saw the South Park episode with the gluten.
Yeah, that was funny as hell.
It's all satire on how people overreact to shit.
Yes, that was funny as hell.
Make your dick fly off.
Oh, man. That
cracked me up, yeah, a little bit.
Why don't you drink that pure unconcentrated gluten, good?
And it sure helped your grandmother, didn't it? Can't you tell? I'm surprised she
hasn't. I think Nana's gluten-free, though.
I don't think she's
gluten-free if you're not allergic to gluten. Gluten-free diets actually do more bad than good.
Speaking of which, your father went to the doctor Monday for a recheck. And the doctor told him he should lean more towards, are you waiting for it? A vegetarian diet.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck. That's like telling somebody who lives in Texas that they have to be a vegetarian. Because it's impossible.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Cause it's such a meat-heavy culture.
Oh, yeah, over there? Yeah.
It's really strange because you get used to seeing it all the time, but when you actually stop thinking about it, it is such a meat-heavy.
Well, when we went out over there, I mean, everything, steak this, steak that. I mean, everything.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get past that.
That steak. Meat, the burgers, like, and the Angus burgers. We had and
breakfast.
That was not a steak.
That was something that was frozen for a long time.
Oh yeah, you know that.
I mean, it was cooked well for what it is, but you get used to like
real food.
Real steak.
Yeah.
It's from the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can definitely tell the difference. And then you can tell.
But you're paying
But the other thing is, too, is you can tell what the type of meat by the taste. You know, when people go, oh, I want, what is it, corn-fed or the different.
Grass-fed.
I
had grass-fed milk. I went to Whole Foods Market and I saw it. I thought it was funny. Picture Bill Cow's face on it. Grass fed.
And does it taste different?
It seemed like it was a lot creamier, kind of thicker than what you would get at Walmart. For a 2%.
Oh yeah, the doc.
But what you get from Walmart, it's so watered down.
Mm-hmm.
Like real milk, I guess. It doesn't
it's
get
thick.
Cold like milk in the at Walmart kind of milk. It doesn't get the same temperature. It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
It reacts different to stuff. And it goes bad.
Fast.
Very quickly.
Yes, it does.
The Best Buy date was like a week after buying it.
Yeah, no. You have to. It's like being on the farm. It has to be drank right then and there, fresh, like in Mexico, where they bring with a big bucket, and then, you know, they have to spoon off the top, and
but I tell Nan every time, I was like, Whole Foods is where Nan would shop, or Sprouts, which is in McKinney. I shop at Sprouts, and I hate it. Their deli prices are really good. I mean, you're buying, you know, the cheese and lunch meat, you know, they're like $2.50 for